Raccoon Valley Radio, Shaquan Nettingham, and I'm here with
Katie Biscaglia from Van Meter.
All right, Katie. So can you kind of share background of what piqued your interest to wrestle? And can you also share like how long you've been wrestling?
So I've been wrestling for six years, yeah. And when I was little, my brother was really big into it. And my dad was a coach and my mom helped out. So I was really the only one that didn't like do anything with it. And I was in the wrestling room a lot. And my brother went to the Olympic Training Center and he wrestled with a really famous... Well, now she's really famous. Back then, he wrestled with another girl. And he came back to Iowa and he's like, why doesn't Katie do this? And then I started wrestling and I really liked it and I kept with it. And now here we are.
Your dad is the coach. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, that's cool. What do you like about the Raccoon River Wrestling Program?
I like how many people I've met from it. Like there's girls from four different schools. And I've had the opportunity to become close with girls that I never would have met if it wasn't for this team.
Yeah, no, that's great to kind of have that camaraderie. Can you kind of talk about what the best part about competing alongside your teammates?
Like I said, being able to grow closer with these girls that I never would have met, and we're all like sisters right now, basically, especially at this part of the season, where we've gone the entire time, trained hard, gone to hard overnight tournaments, and we're just about to like kind of reap the benefits of it as we go to state. And it's really fun to be able to see how much they've grown as an individual and how we've grown as a team.
Can you talk about maybe some personal goals that you came in with like the season with, or that you're still looking to accomplish?
So right now I have the opportunity to be the first four-timer in the state of Iowa. Wow. Obviously I need to get these next three state titles, but right now my goal for the season was to stay undefeated and was to win a state title. And so far I've maintained one of those, but I'm still working towards a state title. And I'm hoping that I can, by the end of my high school career, I can be undefeated in the first four-timer.
That would be amazing. Well, congratulations so far. Talk about maybe a favorite moment you've had over the years for you that you've just had wrestling here.
So it was actually probably from this year. So we went to a tournament. It was called the Clash in Wisconsin. And part of our team kind of went into it thinking that we weren't going to do very well because we're a second year wrestling team and we wrestled some top five teams in the country, and we won the tournament. And it was really fun to be there with those girls and to feel how excited we were. And it was really like, we didn't think it was going to happen. I knew we had confidence, but when it actually happened, it was like, wow, like that's really cool that we got to do that.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. So one more question for you. What motivates you to keep on improving? Well, I guess I know what motivates you. You talk about being undefeated, but how much do you just enjoy wrestling?
I mean, it's like all I ever do, which I mean, that sounds terrible, but it's like I have so much fun doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's like a family thing for me. My entire family is involved in it. Obviously, I'm with my dad every day in the room. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a fun thing for me than like a... oh, I have to go to wrestling practice. Like, it's something I get to do.
That was our last athlete, Katie Biscoglia, representing Van Meter Schools, part of the Raccoon River Wrestling Team. All these interviews will be posted tomorrow morning on RaccoonValleyRadio.com.